Hi, cuties. With this episode, you are in for a special treat. This was our first ever live broadcast, and we were recording live on Facebook and Instagram. And so you'll hear a lot of interaction with our listeners, some of our listeners. We'll let you know when the next one is, so hopefully you can join in too. But we truly hope that you enjoy this state of emergency conversation, especially in the wake of the death of Nia Wilson.
All right, hello.
Welcome.
Welcome. We're just going to continue getting set up while we wait for people. We've got two cameras rolling here. My camera here, I'm looking at the camera now, is for our queens on Facebook.
Hey, Facebook.
And this is for the Instagram
hey,
folks.
Instagram.
Hey, Instagram. Who's on there?
We got Adrian and Jeanette. I'm very excited. Thanks for joining us.
Hello, ladies. Hey, queens.
Hi, queens. Hi, cuties.
Yes, hi, cuties. Let me get into my mic here.
Yes.
Oh, my goodness. I lost my live on Facebook.
Sorry. Right. We can go make sure to get back. Get it back. Yeah. So we just wanted to come on because there are some pressing matters that are going on in our in our world today that really touched us both, and both for different reasons. And we'll get into that in just a minute as we try to get some of our technical difficulties settled on the Facebook side. But Nia Wilson was brutally murdered in what we think is like a senseless act of violence. Was that yesterday?
On the 22nd.
Okay, so that
was it was on the 22nd. Yeah, 3 days ago.
Whoa! So we're outside, if you can't tell. In our makeshift outdoor studio on the patio, because it's nice and warm. And plus all the kids are sleeping. But we wanted to come here into this space and talk a little bit about how it touched us and what it meant to us individually, and what we can do collectively as a group. How do we care for ourselves? What do we do moving forward? So if you're just catching this now, this is our first time out there. So you are right on par with us. Super excited to be doing actually technically our very first live episode. So even if you want to go back and listen to this, it's going to be the podcast that we release for today. So much. Our hearts are pretty heavy.
Yeah.
And I don't know, and it just touched us each differently. Maybe we should just start off by talking about how it touched us.
I don't know. For me, I just really felt like, again, like, why are we going through this again?
Mm-hmm.
And I didn't really know the details around it. All I know is there is another sister that is dead at 18. Like at 18. So, I mean, in a second, we are going to get into the details for those that don't know the story of what happened. But yeah, I just felt, I don't know, I guess I'm starting to feel numb. Like after Philando Castile, and there was another brother that got murdered a few days before him or a few days after, and I'm sorry, I can't remember his name, but after seeing Philando Castile's body slumped over in that car and continuing to hear story after story after story after story,
mm-hmm.
It's just, I don't know, there are no words.
Yeah.
There are no words anymore for this. Mm-hmm. And I feel like one of my goals today, you guys, is to figure out, how do we deal with our emotions when we're going through something like this? When you continue to see your brothers and sisters slaughtered in the street senselessly, whether it be by another citizen or by the police who are supposed to protect us,
mm-hmm.
It's like, how do you deal with that? How do you push down your anger? How do you, not push it down. How do you deal with your anger?
Yeah.
How do you fight against these feelings of feeling feeling afraid and not being able to go in the streets with your kids?
Yes.
And how do you raise them in this society? Because I'm not moving out of the country. Okay. A lot of people are like, let's just move out of the country. Like, I'm not moving out of the country. I'm staying here. I'm staying in the Inland Empire, mm-hmm. where we live. And I want to ignite change in this community where we live.
Yes.
And make some things better. So that's my goal today, is to talk about what can we do moving forward and how do we deal with our emotions right now.
For me, you know, I see this over and over and over again, and just like some of our people who are on with us, that it's senseless and it's disheartening, and it is really, really sad. But I'm just like, well, you know, what if I say something? What if I put my voice out there? Will I get rejected? Or
right.
do I even have, what is it that I, what can I add to this conversation that's actually going to be valuable? Baby, oh, loving you.
It was on me. It was, I smell sweet. I smell sweet. the bugs, even the bugs want to join in this conversation. Oh my God.
What is it that I have to add? But really, you know, I've been convicted that my silence isn't actually an act of violence.
Right.
And even though I see people posting and sharing their grief and their sadness and, you know, their condolences, my voice is also very, is very necessary, because my voice might carry to other places where maybe the voices that I'm listening to won't.
Right.
So I find that I want to come at it as a, I need to speak up about this. I do have an opinion about this. I do have feelings surrounding this. And it is disheartening. And it is really discouraging. And I want to encourage the people who are listening and tuning in to also speak up about this.
Right.
Even if we're just making a post on Instagram or Facebook, even though that's not like, let's go change the world, we really are only responsible for our own actions.
Right.
We're only responsible for the things that we say. And we might come in contact with someone who is, this is not even on their radar.
Yeah.
It's not even on their radar. And even today, and I think this is one thing that both Janisha and I really kind of were like, okay, we're going to do this for our podcast today.
Yeah.
We were sitting with our staff. We have at our job, we have a lot of new hires. We want to bring ourselves together as a team. And there's technically 3 women of color on our staff. And it's really great to see that there's some diversity, but that's out of a team of 10 or 11. And so, you know, I bring this up at our table today as an issue for prayer, and I don't even think it's on the minds or hearts of any of my other sisters
yeah.
at my job. And, you know,
hello, Denise on Facebook.
Hey, girl.
I can't see what's going on Instagram. We want to say hi to everyone who's joining us
yes.
live, like taking your time out of
Definitely.
What you're doing to
yes.
come and sit and have this conversation with us. We want to talk and have a conversation, not just Deidre and I, but with
right.
you guys.
Please.
So please don't, you know, hang up. Stay with us, because
yes.
we want to have this conversation
yes.
with you guys and find
yes.
out, how are you guys feeling? How are you guys coping?
Yes.
Like, what's really going on?
Yes.
But I'm sorry, Deidre.
No, that's okay.
You
yeah.
were having a...
No, I was just telling about what yeah. happened today and kind of what I think, I don't know if that's part of what led us to choose to do this.
Yeah.
But it's really interesting, because it was part of something that I'm feeling called to do, and I guess I'll get into a little bit later, is bringing this awareness to some of our... to some of the white women in our world, to help them understand a little bit more about what the issues are. What does it mean to move in this black body? Yes, we're all the same, and yes, we all have the same goals, but because of the construct of racism, we really have a different experience. And if we truly want to help people on a deeper level, we really have to begin to understand and accept them for who we are in our totality.
Right.
So that's a whole nother conversation.
Right.
But today we really wanted to focus on Nia Wilson and how that's really kind of been a catalyst for us speaking up and doing this particular live recording this evening.
Yeah. So let's get into, for those that don't know, what actually happened to her. We won't spend too much time about this, because you can easily look it up on the internet. Okay.
Yes. Hey, Megan.
But we want to, for those who are joining us and really don't know what's going on, yeah. and let you guys know what happened. So I pulled up some articles, and I'm going to just briefly kind of skim through them.
Summarize them a little bit.
In just a second.
Mm.
Can you scroll?
So a little bit backstory on Nia Wilson. She was 18 years old.
Yeah.
And just commuting in her town. What was she doing?
She was coming from a family gathering that celebrated her boyfriend's birthday, who had died 2 years previously.
Mm.
Her and her sister were going home from that, and it was about 9:30, 9:45 at night. Some of the reports say that she was killed while helping another person, helping a woman get on who had a stroller, so helping a woman with a stroller, and then...
And it was, like, it was just like the subway, right?
It was a BART system. So that's in Central California in the Bay Area. They have a transportation system where they will... It's kind of like a train, and you can get on, mm-hmm. just like you would get on a train out here going back and forth to L.A. It's a
commuter train.
It's a commuter train. And so a lot of people travel from outside the city into the city using the BART system. And I have a friend who lives out there who rode the BART when she was working from Concord into San Francisco every single day back and forth. And just to think that, hey, I've got to use this public transportation and I want to feel safe on here. And so she was, I guess he was just there and decided to stab them. There really, I've looked many websites. There really isn't too many reports. Have you guys seen any other reports of what happened? More
details.
Interviews with him, like what was going on with him? Someone speaking, they're saying, what is that?
Yes, yeah, somebody's familiar with the BART system.
Yeah, okay.
And it's getting really bad with the violence on the BART system.
And from the reports that I read, there have been 5 murders on the BART system.
Oh, my goodness.
Recently, within this year, I believe.
No way.
Yeah. Wow. So if we go to the other website, there's more details. But I wanted to read a quote. This one, please.
Yeah.
I wanted to read a quote that
Queen Latifah?
No.
Oh, who's?
Her sister.
Oh, yes.
Her
yes.
sister.
Is this the one?
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Just go down a little bit.
Yeah, so I know that I've seen videos about her mom. Her mom making a statement and her dad making a statement. So this is from her
right
sister.
Here, go back up a little bit?
Yeah.
Okay. Down a little bit?
Okay.
Okay, right here. So her sister was recounting the story, and in her words, Nia was saying, Tifa, Tifa, Tifa. And I just said, I got you, baby. I got you. She said, and she was saying, I'm her protector, and I feel like I didn't protect her. Hi, Marissa. Hi, nice to see you, sweetie. I don't know. I just got to sit with that for a minute.
Yeah. We should have brought a box of tissues out with
yeah,
us.
Yeah, I'm not... I probably... Yeah.
It's okay. It's okay. So, there's so many different things I want to say all at one time.
Yeah, all at once, right.
But even though we don't know this person's motivation, I just feels like... Again and again, this is happening, like we stated before, but it feels like there's so much disregard for the black body in general.
Yeah.
And then we could take it really general and all of the different fronts that the black body is being disrespected.
Yeah.
But, you know, again, I saw a post earlier today from another woman who does a lot of social activist work about all of these different people who we want to remember them and say their names and bring them to our consciousness on a regular basis because they can no longer speak for themselves.
Yeah.
And, none of their killers were convicted, whether it was through police brutality or citizens hurting other citizens and just not finding justice. And I know that...
Yeah, the disregard. Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
The disregard of how... of like, oh, yeah, well, this just happens now. And I think that's one thing that struck me as we sat around the table at our staff meeting. Not that it wasn't just on these women's radar... But also, like, they just feel like, it doesn't really affect me. And even though that wasn't said, I just felt that it was kind of implied.
Yeah. Well, when you said, I want to pray for Neil Wilson, I immediately, like, had a knee-jerk reaction. I dropped my head and immediately began crying. That wasn't on my mind at all. But then when you brought it up, the fact that I knew what was going on.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? From somebody who lives just a little bit
north of us.
Yeah. Like, I know what's going on. And I don't always know what's going on because these type of things weigh so heavy on my heart.
Yeah.
Hi, Mika. But I'm just like, I knew that this was a hard one. And yeah. I feel like I can cut people a break because I feel like we all have our We all have our calling. And some people are called to pay attention to stories like this.
Yeah.
Some people are called to pay attention to, you know, the earth and recycling. Yeah. And you know what I mean? Yeah. And when things happen overseas in other countries and you know what I mean? Like everybody has, God puts on their heart what's on their radar to pay attention to.
Yes.
But what we're paying attention to, I think that so many people have just started to turn a blind eye because it's happening so much.
It's like a desensitization.
Right. Yeah. And something that the media did to desensitize, I don't know if you want to go to Facebook on the computer, my girl Tracy Innes, she posted a post from some news station that posted a picture of Nia with a phone that has a gun case. And it's like, and it looks like a gun, but then they came on and apologized profusely and was like, oh, okay. So they continue to paint a bad light in the media of us. Yeah. And so now when something does happen, it's just like, oh, that was just another, black kid with an attitude who's being out here being bad. And that wasn't her life at all. No. It wasn't her life. No. There's another comment. I'm sorry. It's just so small.
It's okay. It says, I hardly know what's going on because I avoid the news for my mental health. Right?
Right. Yeah.
I feel bad that I didn't even know.
Don't feel bad.
No.
Don't feel bad. Like I said, you have your thing that you do pay attention to. And that's something that I want to talk about. Honestly, I only knew about it because there are so many people blasting it on my page.
Yeah.
And people are upset and crying. So then when I went to figure out what was going on, it was a different one other than that,
though.
It was a different picture that they posted.
Yeah.
And it's like, why would you post this picture? She had plenty of other pictures to choose
from.
These are the things that we need to unite on and ask the media, stop painting a bad light of us. I don't know if that will ever happen.
Right, right.
And we can talk about moving forward with this. I don't know if that will happen, if they'll stop painting a bad light. But I'm saying that to say this is maybe why bystanders are not paying attention, because they just feel like this is just another,
Like another point was here. Do you know her real name? I want to say her real name, but it says,
I can't even see. I need glasses.
Kim. It's okay. Oh, it's Kim. She said, yes, they're trying to justify her killing because she's hood, with the pictures that they choose, criminalizing, making her her persona just by this picture. Like we all do.
Yeah.
Sometimes we don't all do smart things,
But
even then, that doesn't mean that we're less human and there's no way to justify it.
But the majority of us are not. The majority of us are just trying to get to work, get to school, raise our families, like for real.
Yes.
Most of us are not doing that.
Yes. And the real Chelsea said, they always do this to us because of who runs the news stations. It's true. Like, these are the implicit biases.
Oh, that's my cousin. Hey, girl.
It's okay. Hi, Chelsea.
I'm just like, forgive me for you guys. I'm going like this. Like,
it's okay. I got it.
I can't see nothing.
It's all right. But this is part of, like, the implicit bias. We don't. Sometimes it's not even conscious that they're doing this. And I feel like there's so many years of history to build the construct of racism, to be like, oh, that's just normal. And, like, we are so stereotyped and we kind of crushed into these little boxes. And it's really frustrating. Chelsea says we need more money, more unity, more black businesses, and more black supporters so we can create our own media outlets.
What? Amen, amen, amen. I want to talk about, because we can be upset and we can get on here and say, I'm upset, but it's like...
Just in that voice, too.
We can cry in our pillow or whatever, but at the end of the day, what are we going to do? To make that suggestion that Chelsea had a reality.
Right.
A reality.
What does that look like today?
What does that really look like?
Yeah.
For me, I feel like my calling is to continue to work on the hearts of individuals.
Yes.
Because I feel like to unify, you have to be okay inside. To unify and to unite with other people who are like-minded.
Right.
And I feel like it's a point of, we get mad and we're upset and we have these conversations and then we just go back to our normal lives.
Exactly.
So, but these things are happening internally.
Mm-hmm.
We're letting things happen to us and then we're not dealing with it and going back to our normal lives.
Right.
So my thing is, like, when are we going to start saying, hey, I don't like the way that I feel every day. Mm-hmm. I don't like my own circumstances. I don't like the way my life is turning out, and I'm going to make a change.
Yes.
And I feel like once we start doing that, then you can hook up with your sister. That's how me and you hooked up.
Exactly.
Because I finally said, no, I'm going to move forward with the things that are on my mind that I feel that I need to do in this earth. And once I started moving, I connected with other like-minded people.
That's right.
And here I am. Now I have a platform to have these conversations.
Exactly.
We're having a Black Love Town Hall meeting on August the 4th to talk about more stuff that's going on in the community.
Yes.
Because I'm linked up with other people because I'm doing my work and I'm on my journey.
Yeah.
So I feel like that's a big component of it.
Yeah. So Kim said, I completely agree with that. Jeanette said, maybe it would be good going forward to do just the opposite. Flood the feeds with positive stories and pictures of these victims. Expressing our anger only adds more to the negativity and to the entire situation. Yes, and Chelsea affirms that alignment. Jeanette says that we all become the angry Black woman, but spread love with that energy. How amazing
right.
would that be? That'd
yeah.
be incredible.
Right, right.
I love it.
And I want to talk about being angry and being afraid, because I feel like we need to deal with the emotions that come with this.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
How do you guys deal with your, I don't want to call them negative emotions, because I don't feel like any of our emotions are negative.
Right.
I feel like we can let them control us, and that's what's negative.
Yes,
because I want to
yes.
bring a light to your intuition,
yes.
your anger, your fear, mm-hmm. your frustration,
yes.
your joy, your sadness, your happiness.
To validate it all.
Is there mm-hmm. for a reason.
Yes.
It's there for a reason. So I feel like we need to stop saying, hey, you shouldn't be sad right now.
Yeah.
Hey, you shouldn't be angry right now.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, you shouldn't be this right now.
Yeah.
Be whatever it is that you're going to be,
mm-hmm.
but we can't let that control us.
No.
We can't let it
no.
stay there. So what do you guys do to deal with your anger, frustration, yeah. fear? What do you guys do to deal with your emotions?
Yeah. Oh, Kim said pain is inevitable, but suffering is optional. That's so strong. That's so strong.
Yeah.
And I agree with that. Like as we're waiting for people to respond to that, I tell my kids that. I mean, my kids, they're 5 and 9, and the 2-year-old, not so much. But like that anger... The anger is not, there's nothing wrong with it, but it's trying to tell us something.
Mm-hmm.
It's trying to suggest that, hey, you need to look deeper, because it's usually a mask for something else. And if
right.
we feel angry, feel pain, it's like a paralyzing point.
Yeah.
And so Megan says, do I have suggestions for someone like me to use my privilege? Ooh, do you have suggestions for someone like me to use my privilege as a white woman to help? Or is it not the venue to ask right now? I love how people are being so mindful of that. I don't want to pull from the messages you're doing your work tonight. Well, Megan, I'm sure we could have some suggestions for that. But as you, even now in your regular life, it doesn't even have to be related to this particular situation. What do you do when you're frustrated? How do you cope? What are some things to do when you are dealing with grief and pain? How does that work? And Jeanette suggested one of the things she does to cope is read and meditate. That can be so powerful to help,
yeah.
number one, sink into those feelings and notice what is it that I'm truly feeling outside
right.
of this anger. And keep it, put us there in a shift our mindset so we can move into like positive action out of all of these emotions, these overwhelming emotions sometimes.
Yeah.
Yeah, and Chelsea says she writes.
Yeah.
Journaling can be so
yeah.
powerful. And then for some people, like, that's their platform, whether it's blogging
right.
Or writing articles. I'm sure if we did a little bit more research or had a little bit more time to do research, we can talk about, like, see people's opinion pieces on this. And I think that once we kind of can take care of ourselves, and this goes back to Megan's question, how are we speaking up?
Right.
To educate others about what's going on. How do we sometimes have those hard conversations with other people in majority culture? It was, especially if you're white and people are like, oh, well, that's not no big deal. Or she had it coming to her. Or, you know, how do we speak to that or say, oh, that's wrong. That little implicit, right? That's some implicit bias you have. You may not say it just like that, but approach and say, well, no, she was, and then help them get their facts straight.
Mm-hmm. What are the other comments?
Jeanette says, meditation allows me to observe my pain as opposed to drowning in it.
Mm-hmm.
Definitely. Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
And Kim said, I'm working on my childhood and ancestral trauma.
What?
That is strong.
Such strong. How are you
work.
Doing that?
Oh my gosh.
How are you working on the
I
ancestral
want to know
trauma?
More about that
I need
too.
To know. Yeah, let's
yes.
talk about that.
She also says, I'm not allowing that pain and trauma to pass on to my children.
Yes, say
and
that.
You know
sis.
What? Oh, Kim, that's something else for Megan. Megan, it's, I think just knowing where, what are the true history of right. our country has gone through, that understanding that construct of racism and how it is seeped into pretty much all of the way that we move right now, it determines so much. And we're just born into it. And it's just the system that we're a part of.
I'm
going to
stand up because I'm on the seat. Oh! Stay with us!
A little accident. We just fell a little bit.
Okay. I can't see nothing.
All right. I'll read them. Because this.
I wants to see the people.
That's hilarious.
I'm so sorry. So sorry, Miss Lawrence. Okay.
Oh, good job. Oopsie.
We love y'all.
That's funny.
Yeah, send us the love. We need love today because we done dropped the mic.
Drop the phone. Oh my God. I'm sorry.
I totally threw you off.
That's okay. Well, the phone threw me off. I'm trying to rest. I think it says Rass and Press. She says she runs and exercises to get out that anger, to get out that energy. Yes, but don't lose the fire that made you feel that way. Claim it. Because that fire can be that driving force and that motivator energy to do something more, like
right.
change it into action.
Right.
And then Kim said, yes, the true history. You have to reel to the true history. Thanks for laughing at this. Yeah. I love it, Chelsea. Once we can truly understand what and where this country has come from, and really where our world, kind of how this has been divisive in our world, then we can start educating others and move differently and make different choices for ourselves. And like even culturally. Ooh, Kim says, emotional code, Reiki healing, yes!
Ooh, yes.
Qigong and gut health.
Oh, yeah.
Childhood regression, which can tap into ancestral and DNA traumas. And
okay.
Dude, that's strong work.
That's strong work.
I want to have more conversations with you, Kim.
We will. We're going to keep, you know, and that's why we want you guys to come on with us. That's why I wanted to start doing lives, because what you guys are doing in your lives to be queens, because that's the point of this, is cultivating your queendom. That's our mission. Ooh. In this podcast is to get the ideas from you. How are you guys cultivating?
Right.
Because it's
right.
just me and her in front of the mic, but when you go live, you guys can join in on the conversation,
right.
and we can do more work and we can reach more people.
That's
because
right.
guess what, when we hang up this phone right now, you guys are going to go and tell your friends about this conversation, or maybe you'll share the video.
Right.
I hope that y'all do,
or even download the podcast.
We're recording this, literally we have our mics and we're going to put it onto our website,
yes,
so that we have this recorded.
Yes.
But we want to hear about how you guys are being better,
yeah.
And dealing with what you do with prayer. I love that, Chelsea.
Yes.
Prayer.
And Jeanette's talking about the emotional code, body code. Is that like a book? What is that? That sounds so interesting.
Yeah.
Sorry to interrupt you.
No. Something else I want to talk about too, while you guys are responding, is if you or someone you know is really feeling shook up by any of these tragedies, I did look up some websites from this is helpguide.org, and I also looked some from the American Psychiatric, American.
That's covering up, the link is covered. Psychiatry.org. Yes.
I'll
open this link too. Go ahead.
Can we go back to the
sure.
other one?
Yes.
Because
oops.
I wanted to share, these are some normal physical responses. Go back up. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
Too far. I just wanted this little box. That was
oh, this one right here?
Yeah. There
yes.
we go.
Okay.
So these are some normal physical responses to traumatic events. Trembling or shaking, a pounding heart, rapid breathing, lump in your throat, feeling choked up, stomach tightening or churning, feeling dizzy or faint, cold sweats, and racing thoughts. And something that I want to mention is maybe a couple of months ago, my cousin Chelsea, who's on here through her organization Limitless Heights, had a event called TRAE, and I forget what it's called. I think it's called Trauma Release Exercises.
Mm-hmm.
And actually, it had us to induce shaking, because some research was done to find out that animals
shake in the wild when they go through trauma, mm-hmm. and that releases, physically releases the energy.
Yeah.
It's not so much of an emotional release, but is a physical release. Mm-hmm. So those are the types of things that we need to continue to do, and we will link something.
TRE.
Yeah, it's TRE, trauma release exercises. So that you
in
guys
the show notes, yeah.
Yeah, we'll link it in the show notes and even, you know, make a post about it tomorrow or something when we have some time about, you know, what to do. Because I feel like we need to give the people actual things to do to deal with their trauma.
Oh, my gosh.
Because guess what? If you're Black, you're dealing with trauma every single day.
Say that. Say that.
And, you know, we're really passionate about birth. And disparities with women of color when it comes to birth and maternal mental health. And what was the stat you gave me today about maternal mental health?
Oh, my gosh. So our start is for the country, for women in general, it's one out of every seven women will experience some sort of maternal mental health disorder, or we call it maternal mood disorder. Mm-hmm. For women of color, it is one out of three women of color will experience a maternal mood disorder, one out of three in comparison to one out of seven.
Right.
So that's like half, less, more than half as much.
Right.
Yeah. So just back to some of our comments, Kim said, my most difficult work is talking to those closest to me about white privilege. Ooh, that's hard, right? And the real issues instead of having mainstream nonsense conversations. I feel like stopping that behavior in its tracks and I'm not allowing it to happen in my presence is so important. I agree with you.
I agree with you.
Chelsea said it's innate. It is innate. And
yeah,
Kim
the
said
trauma release is innate. It's something that we are supposed to do.
Like,
but we
instinctually,
but we don't do it because we're taught in society that that's weird.
Yeah.
And as you would know, because you've done many births, that when after women give birth, they shake and then they come and
normal.
Give you a shot to stop it.
Sometimes, especially if it happens during surgery, but yes, they can give medication to stop it. Yeah.
I don't know. I mean, should we be doing that?
Well, it depends. It depends on circumstances, but yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah. Kim gave us a suggestion of checking out Olympia Leopoint. She's written a book on trauma. So Imani says that's scary. Let's see. Chelsea says stress and trauma is stretched into the core. TRE teaches us how to release it naturally. Rasim Press says, this is why why maternal health in the Black community is so important.
Right.
We are both doulas, Jeanette. I'm super excited. Jeanette asked if we are doulas. And
yes, yeah, we are. We're both
doulas. I'm so excited to say it. Janisha's a doula. She's a new doula, and I've been a doula for 13 years. And we are totally going to have a whole nother episode on that.
We're going to have to, cut this. I mean, we're kind of...
It's okay. We've been going for about 30 minutes, so...
You know...
Yes.
But the point that I was making is... This is why we have to deal with our trauma, because we're getting trauma daily. This was traumatic. It affected my mood. It affected my day.
Yes.
It caused me to stop and think differently.
Yeah.
We're dealing with a lot of trauma. So this is affecting, I'm saying that to say that this is affecting every area of our life.
Yes, it really does.
And I really don't want people to be walking around feeling like, well, I shouldn't ride the BART now.
Right.
I shouldn't go to the movie theater.
Right.
I need to look out for... You know, a man wearing black boots with white laces, because that means he hasn't been initiated yet. And he's going to have to get initiated by hurting us. I really don't feel like we need to do that. I feel like what we need to do is continue to do our self-work and follow our intuition. And we need to release our trauma daily.
Mm-hmm.
We need to have a daily routine or ritual where we're like, no, I don't want this bad energy to stay in my body to latch onto my kids or to my next project that I'm going to do. I don't want to send this out into the world.
Yes.
I want to release it, and I want to receive God's light.
And
I really feel like we need to be doing that.
Right.
We need to get into nature, turn the TVs off, sit down and have honest conversations with ourselves and say, hey, I'm really not okay today.
Yeah. Yeah.
Instead of trying
and
to
that's
mask
okay.
it, trying to mask it with scrolling on the internet or
numb that pain,
or
binge watching on Netflix,
binge-watching
or eating our feelings,
eating, or even friendships and relationships that don't serve us.
That's right. That's true. Yes.
Ashe. We can't keep coping like
that. Yes.
We have to find a better, find a way to heal. I don't want to say a better way to cope. We need to find a way to heal.
That's right. That's right. And Kim says, we are brighter than the darkness. Yes, we are. Ooh, Jeanette, grounding, barefoot on the earth. Yes. These are so, so important. And so I think today one of our pre-conversations to our talk was, Janisha and I, I think we've told our story on the podcast, but I feel like it's ever evolving. And we really are two sides of the same coin, you know, where we both feel passionate about this work and passionate about this educational piece and speaking up against inequities amongst the ethnic groups and racial disparities and things like that. But I feel like my side is to break the silence and encourage others to break the silence, especially those of the majority culture. And Janisha has really found a space to help to nurture women of minority culture, to help them embrace who they are, to help them take care of themselves. Because when it's she is just trying to put the sensor back on. Be careful, the phone might fall again. Do a little dance. There it is. Really, her business, Love to Be You, is a place to help people come into who they really are meant to be, embrace who they are fully. Because when it's all said and done, we only have one person that we're in charge of.
Right.
There's only one person we can control. And if we can't do that for ourselves, how the heezy are we going to go out into the world? This is my favorite. How are we going to go out into the world to bring about healing, to bring about change? We are going to just end up angry and bitter and resentful and bringing more pain and fear and sadness.
Right.
So Adrian says, I love that. And we need a way to heal, not a better way to cope. Yes.
So I feel like the way to heal is just to start having those honest conversations with ourselves and really like checking in with ourselves, getting quiet.
Yeah.
Being still for a while, having intentional self-care days.
Yes.
And I've been following a couple different people on Instagram, and they were even talking about, they were even talking about, as women, taking time to honor our menstruation and taking separate days, taking the day off, like don't plan anything around your period time, and just sitting quietly and figuring out, like, what is my body trying to tell me?
Yes.
And I posted something today on my Instagram page that said, God, your body and your circumstances.
I said, listen,
because God, your body and your circumstances are trying to tell you something. And I came up with that because, and I'm just going to have a little confession time, my blood pressure has been out of control. And I try to manage it, but I have some really bad habits, even though I'm a nutritionist. Just because I know it's what I should be eating doesn't mean that the mindset to do the right thing is there. And so I'm like, I have to really start listening to my body and saying, okay, right now I don't feel well. I feel dizzy. I feel like lightheaded, and that's not good.
No, it's not. No.
And I've been dealing with other parts of my life. I've been dealing with my mental health so well, but my physical health is starting to take a toll.
Yeah.
And so I'm saying, do that for yourself. You experienced some trauma, something that upset you, somebody said something to you, an expectation that you had of yourself that didn't go the way that you wanted it to. Take a break. Give yourself permission to take a break.
Yes.
And to say, hey, I need to have an intentional day where I just take care of me.
Yes. And I don't know, for those of you who actually listen to our podcast,
they will now.
There's that.
Listen to our podcast, because we go in every time like this.
And we have a new feature on our new season called Queen's Quote. And I think, Kim, you just gave us our Queen's Quote, because Kim shared with us, it says, the quietest and most powerful revolution is working on ourselves.
Ooh.
Yes. I'll just say it one more time.
Read it again, sis, for the people in the back who did not hear it.
The quietest and most powerful revolution is working on ourselves.
Yes, I love love
yeah,
that.
Yeah, it's true. It's true. If we can, that. I mean, she also commented, breaking that belief system and that programming, it starts right here yeah. for us. Yeah. And if we can break those patterns, then we can show others how to break those patterns or give right. them a nudge in the right direction or let our light shine. So like, huh, how did you get so bright? Well, I broke my patterns, you know. And of course, that's not, I can say it so tritely, but it's not easy work.
Yeah.
It is not work for the faint of heart. It yes. is not.
Yes, so much for the love for the hearts.
Definitely.
Like, it means a lot. It yes. really does that you guys are here. I just want to keep saying yes. that. We love you yes. guys. Thank you for being here.
Yes.
Honestly.
So, so glad. It is not for the faint of heart. And it's, you have to be courageous. Even though you're fearful, you have to be brave through the fear. And there are people out there. And we were supposed to have a completely different topic today talking about community. But even that is related
yeah,
to this.
Yeah, that's related to this.
You need to have community to feel, number one, safe. But then you can dialogue about these things. You can encourage one another. And hopefully, as we bring more awareness, we're growing that community to help them also be brave and speak and have those difficult conversations to break down some of those barriers. So it's just so powerful
right.
to connect with others, even in a space like this, to talk about it, to bring more awareness. And thank you, cuties. And that's what we call our girls, our people who listen to our show.
Yeah, for
the
queen
team. Our cuties, for being
QT
out
for
there.
Sure.
Kim says she wants, she said, you women are amazing. I had no idea. I'm
thank
super excited.
You.
I mean, I've only met you in passing quite a bit. You are so incredible.
Too.
And she said, I want to be part of your doula crew. Oh, we could talk about that
yes.
too. Oh my goodness.
Everybody crew.
Come to the doula crew.
but I want to talk
yeah.
about your side of the coin.
Okay.
Do you want me to share?
I want you to share whatever you're going to share. I mean, and this is live, so we really
yeah.
don't have much filter or prep. So I'll just, whatever. Go ahead.
You know, Deidre was saying that we're two sides of the same coin. My side is the individual.
Yeah.
From what I've observed and learned about you, Deidre, like, your side is working with Caucasian women or...
Majority culture
mm-hmm. to start to get them to understand and see what we go through.
Yeah. Yeah.
And to answer that, I don't remember the woman's question.
Megan.
You said,
mm-hmm.
what can I do to, you know, to be a little bit better in this way?
Yeah. Yeah.
And so that's what Deidre's specialty is. That's not my calling. But I think that that's amazing because we need people on both sides of the coin.
Definitely. Yeah.
You
I
know?
Mean, this is how we're going to bring about unity and understanding and, you know, desire to make this bridge happen. Yeah, Kim said, it is hard work. Yes, I have somebody who's going to help keep me in check on my self-love. but, you know, the more that I learn, the more that I understand, the more where I feel like how God has moved me in places and spaces where I am typically the only minority sitting at, you know, majority table.
Yeah.
I'm like, I feel like this is something that I'm being called to. I'm very timid to accept the call.
Yeah.
And I don't even know what that looks like in its entirety, but I just feel like if I submit to that purpose that I feel like is kind of calling me, I cannot ignore it, then I will be able to do this work regardless of how difficult it is and how challenging it becomes. Because, again, I feel like it's something that I might be meant to do. It might
yeah.
be meant for me.
So how do you guys cultivate your... earthwork, because I feel like we all have, you know, earthwork to do.
And when define earthwork, what does that
well,
mean to you?
I feel that earthwork is your purpose.
Yes.
What you were put on this earth to accomplish and to do in the earth.
Yeah.
Because let me tell you, what my belief about humans, what we are, is we are number one. We have the ability to create.
Yes. Yes.
And of course, we have the ability to think. And that gives us the ability to create.
Mm-hmm.
And then secondly, we have the ability to, I had it and then I lost it. To create, it'll come back to me.
No worries.
But that innate ability that we have as humans to do those things,
mm-hmm.
that's your earthwork. So, what are you creating?
Ooh.
Oh, we have the ability to choose.
Yeah.
That's what I was going
to
say.
So, you have the ability to create and the ability
and
to choose. Yes.
So, what are you choosing and what are you Ooh. Creating?
Ooh, Kim, we got to talk. I love this. Kim said, I am a healer, but I am still finding out what kind of healer.
Yeah. Yeah.
I'm trying to let it come organically. Mm-hmm. I'm trying a little bit of everything. Yeah. I don't really like the word healer. Holder of space.
Yeah,
but holder
like
of space.
That
is strong word. Yeah, very
that's
beautiful.
What it is too.
I mean, that's basically what a healer is doing, yes? Yeah. Yes, they're holding space for others.
Yeah, because God's light and his strength is going through you to the other person, you know?
Yeah.
And I believe that, too. I totally believe that, Kim. Mm-hmm. Thank you for sharing that.
Yeah, and something that I think struck me in a way that I hadn't really understood before is that we aren't called to the work of healing or holding space for others unless that was like a gift passed down to us, or we were called by one of our ancestors. And we may know where that has come from. We may know this person was it, whether it was Great Grandma Sue or Auntie Jane over here, but we may not also know which ancestor that came from. So I feel like that will come to you too as you continue exploring organically what that looks like for you. But
right.
If you want to be part of the doula crew, we can talk about that too.
But I feel like too, to bring it back on topic, because we're talking about Nia Wilson.
Yes.
And I wanted to touch on what actually happened to her and, you know, what can we do with our feelings now?
Yeah.
And also, how can we invoke change? And I think that's what the conversation is about, is we can't go and make people stop killing us. Like,
no.
We can't do that.
No. Yeah.
But each one of us can do our earth work.
Yes.
And create change within ourselves, and then that be a ripple effect for the people around
yes,
us.
Exactly.
And maybe that's what will stop.
It's okay.
It's okay.
Yeah.
That's what will stop people from killing us, is that they will actually have a heart change.
Yeah. Yeah.
Because mm-hmm. we don't know what's going on with someone's head.
No.
We can just be our best selves and pray that best self helps somebody else to be more human or have more humanity or
yes.
more compassion.
Yes.
That's
yes.
my opinion.
Uh-huh.
What do you guys mm-hmm. think? What do you think, Deidre, is a solution to this Nia Wilson, this Philando Castillo, and many other names that I can't think of right now?
Trayvon Martin.
Yes.
And Sandra Bland, and okay, we could go on, and we want to say their names, but there is that quote off out there, and Kim said, oh, earthwork and awareness is what's going to be part of the change, but, what is that quote? We were talking about it earlier. Oh, it just totally evaded me, but basically...
Oh my God, this is beeping, is it muted?
Is it blinking?
It's blinking.
Oh, no. Well, I have some of you on my mic, too.
Okay.
It might just be a poor connection. Sorry. So when it comes to what we can do, and if I agree or not, I think that self-care is a revolution, just like you've already mentioned.
Yeah.
That is an act of resistance.
Yeah.
That is what needs to be done. I just want to echo your sentiments. I don't think there's anything different that you've already said that I cannot not agree with. I don't know what other thing we can do, except if there's no way, and we'll underline this. I mean, if we want to go back to that airplane analogy, you have to put your own mask on before you can help others breathe.
Yeah.
This is what has to be done. Chelsea says, I agree. Change in you sparks change in others.
Yeah.
Yes. Yes.
Yeah. Thank you.
And underline that. Kim says, having a conversation with other races to people who have been taught that we are less than. Oh, yes. Which, again, that deconstruction is a lot of work.
Yeah.
But starting with people who are willing, maybe in a small group. Maybe that's collecting. That's something that I'm like, okay, God, I feel like my plate is like this high already. But again, I'm feeling drawn to it again. Whether
I can't do it.
Who, you know, who are of majority culture, who, like they say that they are woke or they want to know more. Having a small group and seeing how that goes. What does that look like? I think the thing that I'm also most reluctant at it. Sorry, I'm most reluctant about, and this might go back to you, as we explore these things. What does it? How do we, as the people trying to make the change in ourselves, how do we allow ourselves, or are we allowing our lives to be run by fear and staying silent because we're afraid, or not doing this because the work is too hard, or, you know, maybe not even being able to hold that space for others, but that goes back to filling up our cup. And the thing that I see, and, you know, Megan, you were super mindful about that earlier, is sharing information. I'm going to close my eyes because I'm trying to get all my words together.
Yeah.
Sharing information with women of majority culture as we help them to deconstruct this perspective, but then also being able to mindfully, and this is something that we must do, create borders around our own emotional health and maybe even teaching them tools to care for themselves, but then also not doing that work or coddling the emotional work that must be done. Because yeah. we have to go, our emotions are vehicles for understanding and self-discovery as yeah. well. And so that's another piece that makes me wonder, like, huh, what does that look like? How do I care for myself? Or how do I teach the tools so that other, these, let's say majority culture, can do that without, like, sticking a straw in me and sucking all the energy.
Yeah, you have to have strong boundaries, you know. Yeah. And just like that
yeah.
woman, what's her name? Layla Saad?
Layla Saad, yeah. Yeah,
she created a platform on her Instagram where she invited majority culture women to start to
explore their beliefs about white supremacy.
Yeah. And she had some clear boundaries about the challenge and said what she was and was not going to do. So if that's the work that you're going to do, you're going to have to, you know, work on your boundaries and what you're most comfortable with. Just like I've had to do with starting to do this doula work, mm-hmm. with working with people through life coaching, with working with my children, like how far do I want to go? It's not on me. Like, I can't save everybody.
Exactly.
And I can't.
Well, that's why there's so many of us right. out there. So you and don't I can, have to do that work.
Exactly.
Yourself.
And I can't help someone that does not want the help. I can't be wanting them to be better more than they want to be better.
That's right. That's
so I had to create right. some boundaries around that. And yeah. that's first started with myself, like my own boundaries,
yeah.
how I deal with mm-hmm. myself. Like, no, I'm not going to live my life this way. I'm not going to do this. I'm not going to do that. Like, I believe that's where it starts.
Yeah.
So that you don't have emotional burnout while right. doing your earth work.
Exactly. And I think, can you tell me, I'm not sure exactly how you stated it earlier, but how there is, if you try to do that dream that you've been given by yourself, how much smaller it would be.
Yeah.
You know what I'm talking about? You know exactly
yeah.
What
like earlier when we were on the phone, I was talking to Deidre and saying that there was a woman that I'm getting ready to link up with who has, she already has a facility, for a postpartum facility. And I was saying, that's been something that I want to bring out here to the Inland Empire. But I said, when I do that, I want the other women, because I believe that God gave me this dream to bring something like that to the Inland Empire. But God also gave that dream and a piece of that dream to a few other women. Mm-hmm. And I'm going to continue walking my walk until I meet with them. Mm-hmm. And then we're going to link up, because I don't have all the piece of the puzzle. I don't want the glory. Yes. I just want to do something that will change lives yes. and will help people.
Yes.
And so I feel like it's the same thing with you. You have a piece of the puzzle mm-hmm. inside of you mm-hmm. that is ready to go. Mm-hmm. Like, you don't need any more training. You don't need another certification. You don't need somebody to tell you it's okay. Hey, maybe this is the day, this conversation, it's okay. That dream that you have, that thing that you're wanting to do, that thing that keeps you up at night, or that you keep that God keeps bringing to your remembrance, mm-hmm. just take one small step, mm-hmm. you know. And if you want to talk about it a little bit more, hit me up. Like, you can email me, you can comment on this. Like, I want to talk to you guys, mm-hmm. because coming from a place of where I was completely dormant to now where I'm thriving, and like my phone, I don't want to say my phone is blowing up, but I'm getting a lot more contacts than I was before, mm-hmm. because I'm moving forward. And so I know what it feels like to start to move in your purpose and feel afraid, because you're the fear of success, or the fear of, oh my God, I've been saying I want to do this for so long and now it's happening, and oh my God, I don't know what to do now. Mm-hmm. You know, so please contact me if that's where you are, because at the very least, I may not be able to tell you what to do, and I won't tell you what to do. I believe in teaching women how to follow their own intuition.
Yes.
You don't need my voice. You only need to learn how to hear yours and God's. That's
right.
it.
That's it.
So the point that I'm trying to make is, when regarding the question that you asked me, is that gift that you have inside of you is only a puzzle piece for a bigger dream
yes.
and a bigger vision that God has for this time right. in the earth.
More than you
That's
could ask
what I'm
or
trying
imagine.
To say.
Yes. And again, if you do the work, if you let your light shine, that light is going to attract others who also have that vision in your dream. Right. You draw exactly. those people to you.
Thank you so much for the love.
Just because it's going to happen.
Yes.
Dude, it's already happening. I feel like we each
No, I'm in it. I'm swimming. Yes. I'm swimming.
You are swimming.
I'm swimming. Yes. Like, it's happening. Yeah. Mm-hmm. It's happening. Yeah.
Oh, wow. Cuties.
It's been an hour.
Yes, thank
Y'all
you.
Have been with us for an hour. It's been 53 minutes.
Thank you so much for tuning in.
We really love you guys.
Yes, yes, yes. So we're just going to leave you with contact information. I'm so glad that you came and tuned in with us here on our first live show. You can, we'll have it linked in our... well, will we have it linked in? Oh, for crying out loud. I guess we'll figure out what to do with the recording itself. The video recording itself. And of course, if you don't know where to find us, you can find our podcast at thequeenteampodcast.com or wherever you get your podcast. Thanks, Kim. It's been so amazing. And thank you, Megan. I'm so glad you're able to tune in with us live. Whether that's on Apple Podcasts, you can find us, or on whatever podcast app that you utilize, you can find us there as well. If you want to drop us a line, you can contact us here on Instagram. You can DM us or on Facebook. We also have an email address at thequeenteampodcast@gmail.com. And where can I find you, Janisha Nicole?
So first, let me tell you guys what I do. I've had a dream for a long time to be a doula and a lactation consultant, and I started moving in that way. So now I'm officially accepting clients, taking on, I'm able to help women take on their pain during labor, mm-hmm. but I'm more, I'm better suited for postpartum work, mm-hmm. Helping women after they bring the baby home, now what?
Yeah.
So that's what I'm doing. And of course, I can be an amazing birth doula, but that postpartum period lasts so much longer. You're mm-hmm. going to be in labor for a few hours compared to the rest of your life raising a baby. So I want to help you get off to a good start.
Yeah.
I'm a breastfeeding. They're called lactivist now. I'm a lactivist.
Love it.
So that is my passion, and a life coach, because my belief is that being a mother, giving birth, breastfeeding is 90% mental. And if you're not okay up here, what's going on from here down, it struggles.
Yes.
So I really want to help women get their mind right so that they can do what they have to do to take care of themselves and their families.
Yes.
So if you want to contact me for life coaching, lactation consultant, or doula work, those are the three areas that I work in.
And I'm super excited because they can find you on your website.
Yes, you can find me on my website.
It just went live.
Yes. Mm-hmm. It was live for a while, but now it's actually updated and ready to receive you guys.
Yes.
So
yes.
My website is lovetobeyou.com. And I am doing free consultations right now. Now through the month of August, I'm doing a summer special. That's spelled L-U-V. T-O-B-E-Y-O-U. So love to be you. Same thing on Instagram. Same thing on Facebook.
And
so
email.
And my email is janisha@lovetobeyou.com.
Sweet. Awesome.
So I love you guys.
I love it. Oh,
thank you so much.
We got some lactivists in the house.
Yay, lactivists.
Oh, my golly, Moses. Thank you so much for joining us. I'm so excited.
Yeah, this was awesome.
Yeah, was
thank you
so
guys
awesome.
So much. Like,
yeah.
I was really, really glad that we did this.
Me too.
Even though I'm like, we're tired. Are you guys tired?
It is 11 at night. So to stay tuned on the Queen Team podcast on Instagram and Facebook, and we'll be posting when we're going to do another one. This was totally spontaneous.
Yeah, it was
because
spontaneous.
Of the current events that are happening right now. But stay tuned, and you'll know we have another one. If you want to check out the live recording, there'll be a link in on our Instagram page.
Okay.
Yeah. Have a great night,
love
cuties.
You. Bye, cuties.
Bye.
I love you guys.
Love you.
Oh, it's amazing. Thank you, guys. Yeah. We killed that shit.